Hi guys, welcome back to an Extra Dose podcast. It's Alexis and Samantha of adoubledose.com, and we're so excited to be back with you guys. We had quite the weekend last week.
That's an understatement.
Yeah. It was super fun, but parts of it were definitely an adventure, like always. And so on Friday, we went to the Dallas Stars game, and that was super fun. We sat in a box, we went with both of our boyfriends, and although they didn't win, it was really fun. And we're lucky in Dallas, we have three professional sports teams. We have the Dallas Stars, which is hockey. We have the Mavs. And, of course, we have the Dallas Cowboys. So, a lot of fun sports. And then Saturday, obviously, plan to go to the Texas State Fair, which, if you guys aren't from Texas or from Dallas, it's a really big deal. It goes on for 3 weeks, and we go every year. And so it had been raining all last week, so we're like, okay, we're going to go on Saturday. It's supposed to be nicer out. It's supposed to be sunny. It's the perfect day to go, and it ends this weekend. So we plan on that. Of course, we got some kind of late start on Saturday. I don't remember why, but we got up late and we had our breakfast. We were just hanging out on the couch
watching. It was more like a lunch.
Yeah. By the time we got out of bed, and I don't know about Sam, but I'm not normally someone who like can stay in bed for hours, but I just like, I don't know. I just slept late. We're like hanging out in bed, and then we finally got up and I have to do my celery juice. I gotta wait 30 minutes, then I gotta have my fruit, and so it's a whole process in the mornings for me. So it was already, I'd probably say it's around 11 or 12 at the time I had my, quote, breakfast. And then we were on the couch watching football, and then we all love to work out, so we're like, we need to get going to the gym. So by the time we did all that, and then we came back from the gym and got ready, and I figured out what I wanted to wear after changing 10 times, we were ready to go to the fair. And usually in the past, we either drive or we take an Uber, but the last time we took an Uber there, it was a disaster. If you guys have gone to like a big event like that, or like a big game or something like that, you know how much of a pain taking an Uber can be. So it's usually fine on the way there, but then on the way back, you have a really hard time getting an Uber back because they have their own designated lots, and they can't find you. The roads are blocked off. So we all decided, no, we're just gonna drive because you have a parking pass. And last year, we had the same pass. We went the last weekend. We went Saturday before the fair ended. And it was crowded, but we were still able to park, and it was fine. So we were like, well, it'll be fine. We can deal with it. So by the time we got in the car, it was probably like 4. Samantha was driving, and we decided to take our car. And we get there. It should be like a 15 to 20 minute drive, but by the time we got there, it started backing up towards that area. And it's not in the best area of Dallas. I mean, it's just not somewhere you want to leave your car unattended. So we get to that area, and the lot that we'd be assigned to was in a certain – where we had to make a left turn where we were, because that's where our GPS took us. We get there, and the cops have it all blocked off. I mean, this very long backed up line. So by the time we get to the front, we realize you can't make a left turn, which is what we needed to do. So my boyfriend Cameron rolls down the window and very nicely says, hey, you know, ask the police, can we make a left turn? And they like basically ignored him and gave him an attitude, and they were like, no, we're not allowing anyone to make a left turn right now. For no reason. There's nothing going on. I don't know why they couldn't make a left turn, but we weren't allowed to make a left turn. So our only choice is to loop around and basically go another, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes back the opposite direction towards our house.
I don't even think it was 20 minutes.
I mean, it shouldn't have taken, I don't know, it took forever. Maybe close to 30, 45 minutes. I don't know. It was long either way. So by the time we make it back to that area, and now we're going straight towards the parking lot, we get there, and it's backed up again. We get there, and now you can make left turns. They're now allowing the left turns. I don't know why. They're now allowing those because we left apparently. And now the lane that we're in that's going straight is super backed up. Then we get closer, and there's, I don't know what it's called, it's not the Jumbotron, but like the signs that show you like traffic, or they say like messages, says lot 2 is closed. And I'm like, no, that can't be right. Because
we were joking around the way, they were like, okay, watch, we get there. That'd be really funny if they're like, okay, never mind, you can't park there anymore. So we, yeah, well, sure
our
enough.
Worst nightmare wasn't the worst nightmare yet, but it came true. We got there and it says lot two is closed. It's full. We're like, are you kidding me? We waited through all of this. We couldn't make the left turn, loop around, and it's still, and then now we can't go in there. So like, let's just try to go straight. There might be other lots. We have two other lots we can try that we were allowed to park in. So we go straight. It's definitely blocked. They're like, no, it's full. So Samantha drives. I don't know.
I just like kept going driving straight, and I was like already getting really annoyed.
I mean, by now we had probably been
first
in the car.
First of all, we were like hangry.
Yeah, we were all waiting to get to the fair to shove food down our throats. And I mean, more them than us, but I was still gonna indulge in some stuff. And so we were hungry. Well, we were hangry, and it was hubby like what, like 5:36 ish now.
Yeah, it was approaching
so
six.
We should have been at the fair by for like a couple hours by now. So we get. We finish going through some lots, and every time we go through another lot, which this is like we've been in the car for 2 hours now, they're all closed. Everything's blocked off. Every time it's telling us to go somewhere, it's the roads are blocked or the lot is blocked. And meanwhile, we're seeing lots for like, you can park for like $30, $40. And when I say lots, it's like someone's yard. It's not a nice area. Like, I don't know. I put your car. Nothing against the people that live in that area, but your car would probably get broken into.
No, I mean, I've parked there before for a game. It's fine. I mean, they're
not
watching
someone's
it.
Yard like
they're
that.
They're watching it.
No.
I think it's okay. I mean, it's a little riskier.
I disagree.
But I've done it before for a game.
We didn't park in that kind of lot.
Okay.
It was different.
Whatever.
There were a lot of people.
There's someone watching it. It's fine. But none of us had cash on us, which was another problem.
Oh, yeah. We were going to have to go to an ATM.
So then to find an ATM was going to be like another production. And so I just keep driving straight. Finally, I look on the map. I'm like, okay, there's a country club I've been to.
No, you're skipping too far. We drove probably for like another 30 minutes after that. And we were all like, well, what should we do? We could either just X the fair today, or we can try to find somewhere to park, go to an ATM. We could leave our car at like a church or something, or do something like that. And we keep looking at the maps. We get to the church and it's literally like desolate. We're like, we can't leave our car here. I mean, again, it's not a good area. And we can't be the only car that's there. So then I think they looked at the maps. We pulled over in front of someone's yard. I mean, someone's house that was not a good area again. And I don't remember where we were like going. We were all vacillating. We couldn't make a decision because I think all of us wanted to go to the fair, but we knew it was such a pain. But we stuck with it. And you guys found
I found on the map in the area, there was a golf course that I had been to one time with Taylor before. And I was like, okay, I would feel comfortable leaving my car there. So we decided to make the executive decision and leave it there. By the time we got there, it was like 6:30, and we were gonna order an Uber, but we were like all so hangry. They had a snack shop at the
pro shop.
We all had to use the bathroom, which is why we went in there. We literally like both of our boyfriends don't drink that much. I mean, we don't at all, really. And they were like, we need a drink right now. They literally got a drink.
Like, what's the strongest drink you have?
Alex and I ate 3 apples, no joke.
Casual.
If you guys are plant-based, you know, like, I was hangry. Like,
I mean, they had, like, hot
and
dogs.
And my boyfriend, Cameron, was so cute. He goes, do you guys have any salads for these girls?
They're like, no. And the apples were, like, mushy. But I was like, I don't even care.
I didn't care. And they were like waxy, but out of
here. They probably had like cleaning sprays on them. Who
I don't
knows?
Know. I didn't even care. I was so hangry. My stomach was growling. We chugged some waters and we got our Uber, and then we were like nervous to leave our car there. But we did.
We're like, it might not be.
We got
be
our
here.
Uber and she was
a riot.
Like, she was hilarious. It's an understatement. I wanted to like put some of my story, but I was like, I don't know. Like Cameron and Taylor, our boyfriends, were like going along with it, just like egging her on. I don't know, like making stuff up, and she was just like going along with it, but she was hilarious. She got us to the fair. I think we finally arrived there like, I don't know what time it was.
7:30?
I think after 7. We finally got
and
there.
And this was another issue. I mean, not a major issue, but I was wearing shorts like a genius. It was 70 something that day, and I was like, oh yeah, we'll get there. The sun will still be out. I'll be too hot in jeans. And we also, our boyfriends would have been totally fine in a pair of joggers or some kind of workout look because that's what they both like to wear. But I was like, no, we got to get a cute picture there. And so when I told them I was wearing a cute dress, which I didn't end up wearing, they were like, well, we can't be wearing workout clothes. And I'm like, well, you can wear whatever you want, but this is what I'm wearing, a.k.a. you need to be dressed up more. So I was really wishing at that point that I had chosen to wear jeans or something else because my shorts and my cardigan that had holes in it were not cutting it. The sun started going down. By the time we made it there, the sun was down and I was freezing. I mean, I was probably like 60s, but I was cold in my little outfit. So not the wisest choice of outfit for the fair. And we got there. She pulls up to as close as she can get us. We already had our tickets, and there was a major line just to get inside to buy tickets. We go through, we get inside, they have all the stands that are outside, the concession stands, but then they have a section inside as well. So we're like, we'll go the inside one because at least it'll be inside, we won't be cold, and the lines will be shorter. We get inside, it's like majorly packed in there. There's like so many people everywhere, and it was apparently the place to be on Saturday night. Sam and I, they couldn't decide what they wanted, so they wanted their turkey leg, and they got to the front of the line, and there was, like, a line for the turkey legs because they weren't ready or something, so they had to wait, like, another 20 minutes. So I went to this Greek place, and I got a salad for each of us, and then I was going to get, like, some other stuff after that, but they waited for their turkey leg. We shoveled down our salad, and they waited forever for the turkey leg. Apparently, it was dry, and I don't know how else they described it. They said that it was not worth it, and the line was super long. And then they were so frustrated, they didn't even want to wait in any of the other lines to get other food. They had plans to get everything fried, you know, the funnel cakes, all that, but they didn't want to wait in the lines, and I don't blame them. It was a disaster. It was like a major shit show. So we were like, okay, we're just going to leave. We made the executive decision to leave. We got our pictures and then walked around for a little bit. And then we left the fair and we're like, okay, well, we still have to get the Uber back to our car. So we'll just Uber back and we'll go have a nice dinner somewhere because we're all starving still. So this was like 8:30. We probably were there for maybe 30 minutes or 45 minutes. I don't know. So we get to the area. We order the Uber. And then what happened at the Uber? We were, like, standing in some kind of area. Long story short, we were in one area. Some security guard told us to walk across this big parking lot to another area to an Uber pickup. Then we finally ordered the Uber. We realized, like, bad dog moms that it had been, like, a long time and we needed to go check on Lucy. So one of us went to Lucy. We, like, separated. Alex and her boyfriend. Sorry, I keep yawning.
I know.
This really, weather. Yeah. Alexis and her boyfriend, Cameron, went to go check on our dog, Lucy, and I went with Taylor to go. We were going to go get my car and go to a restaurant. Well, it ended up taking us, like, to sum up, since it's been, like, a very long tangent. We went to that other area. Then, as usual, the cops, like, blocked off that entire area. Like, every street the Uber tried to get, like, you can imagine after every sporting event, but they blocked everything off. So it was just a disaster. They couldn't get to us. They were stuck on the map for, like, it ended up turning out to be, for Alexis and Cameron, it was a little bit quicker, but for Taylor and me, we literally, or I don't know if I'm saying that right, Taylor, my grammar.
Taylor and me.
Yeah. For Taylor and me, we ended up walking across one parking lot, then to another, then all the way back. Like, I had another probably, like, 5,000 steps after Alexis and Cameron left. But we ended up finding him. He was about to leave us. And that production, let's just say we started our Uber journey at 8:30. We didn't get back to my house until 10:30, 11. So
no, it was like 11.
It was like 11. So then by the time we got our car, it was, what is that? Over 2-hour process. So, yeah. Needless to say, we were having dinner. We went and got groceries. We didn't go out to eat because it was too late. We ended up getting groceries, and we were casually cooking a meal at midnight for dinner. So yeah. that was our really eventful fair. Not what we thought it was going
to
be.
We didn't get to eat any of the fair food. Yeah,
next year we will be going during the week, during the day, just to be sure. I know that rain will probably not happen again, hopefully next year, but we did get more rain today, so that's been really fun. It's like flooding all over Dallas, and I mean, it's sad for people who it's damaged their house and stuff, but luckily, our house is okay. So the world is not ending. We sound like big drama queens, but it just wasn't what we thought it was going to be.
And everyone wanted to hear about our fair experience. So
yeah, I mean, I don't think it was that exciting. Just a bunch of stuff happening in one day. Like all the bad stuff.
Every time we'd get through one part, I'm like, well, that, I mean, it can't get worse than this. Don't ever say that because it did. I mean, nobody died. And we witnessed a few car accidents, which were kind of funny. I mean, I felt bad for them, but they were going, I said, again, not the best area, so they were literally, like, about to fight with each other.
they smashed. I don't
even
know.
I think you mean that clear.
You keep saying know. Not a good A. I don't want to be rude, but, you know. Anyways, so that was our fun-filled adventure on Saturday. Hopefully, if you guys are in Dallas, you had a better experience at the fair than we did.
And I know some of you guys, because we did that giveaway for the tickets. Some of you guys
hopefully
said,
you guys got to go.
Someone said they went Saturday and it was very crowded. I think they had a better time than we did. Anyway, kind of talking about the weekend. I don't know why this happens all the time. Friday and Saturday, people are asking us, like, oh, okay, you guys are twins. But like, oh, but your boyfriends are, they're related, right? We're like, no. They're like, they're not twins. We're like, no. They're like, they're not brothers. I'm like, no. They're like, okay, but they're friends. I'm like, I mean, they are now.
Yeah.
And like, literally, it's happened like, not like once or twice. It's happened a lot. And then it happens on Instagram too. And I'm like, I mean, I can kind of see the resemblance, but.
They're both tall.
Dark hair.
They both have dark hair, similar personalities. But, I mean, they're definitely not related. So, I just think it's really funny that people ask.
Excuse me. But on that note, someone wanted to know, just because people think we're dating someone so similar, if Alexis and I have, like, different tastes in men and, like, different qualities to look for if we have the same taste. So, I would say...
Well, first off, we've never fought over a guy before because that's something we always get asked. Obviously, we clearly go for the same kind of look, but we'd never, like, if one of us likes him, I'm not like, oh, I mean, I think he's, like, a good guy, but I'm not like, oh, I need to fight for him. It's war. Like, we're not. That's never happened before.
I don't know. I think that's weird.
It's weird, but yeah.
So, I feel like we do have similar tastes. I mean, I feel like if I thought someone was cute and good-looking, I feel like Alexis would think the same thing. But... some of the qualities, I kind of thought, then someone else had emailed me and wanted to know, like, what are some good qualities? They always pick out the wrong guy, and they wanted, it was kind of weird, but I was like, they wanted to know what qualities, I guess, we look for, and, like, when we were dating, what are, like, some important ones we look for? So I thought it would be a good topic to go over. And honestly, I feel like the one thing you do learn a lot when you date people... like, I respect people that marry their high school sweetheart. I mean, I obviously didn't, but I just feel like you grow so much and you learn when you date different people. Like, you might think there's things you like and you, like, you would be okay with it. And then, like, a couple months later or years later, you're like, no, never mind. That's really annoying. It bothers me and it won't work for me. And then there's other things that you think you would never be able to live with, and you just, I mean, I'm not saying, like, settle, but I'm saying there's things that might not be on your list of things that they have to have, but then they end up kind of being on your list after you date someone that has that quality, because you're like, I have to have that in a person now. So some of the ones I definitely look for, obviously, I mean, I wanted someone good looking, but that's, like, it sounds so cliche and so, like, I don't know.
Someone that takes care of themselves, you know, cares about their appearance, but... obviously, there's a fine line with that, too, because you don't want someone that's spending more time getting ready than you. I mean, I spend a lot of time, but, I mean...
well, I mean, I was also saying, like, you need to... okay, I guess I should rephrase that. You need to have attraction to the person. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess it's not really...
you need to
it's
find
not
them
really
attractive.
I don't know if it's, like, a quality. It's, like, I think it's, like, almost like...
well, the
like
quality is them taking care of themselves.
Yeah, but I think you need to... like, I had a lot of people would tell me when I was dating, they're like, well, you need to stop being so focused on the superficial, blah, 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 because you need to know them as a person. But the thing is, like, I never once went on a date with someone that I didn't think was cute and eventually ended up liking them. It's like I'd almost have to be convincing myself.
And instantly, like
attractive. Everyone that I thought was attractive, I had attraction the first night. Like no doubt. Like, it wasn't like I was like, I don't know. And then I grew to like them. Like, it's...
that never works
for me. If I thought
that... I'm just going to tell you, it never works.
If I thought that on the first date, second, third, fourth, fifth, I still wasn't attracted to them. Yeah. It didn't grow. I was like, I liked them more as a person, but I didn't become more attracted to them. So it's not going to work. You're going to be... I mean, maybe there's people that get married like that, and that's probably why they get divorced. But I think you have to have that kind of attraction. Like, something has to... you need to look across the table when you're looking at them and be attracted to them.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. But some other qualities that were, like, really high on my, like, invisible list were I wanted them to be smart, but not just, like, okay, you're smart. Just really be, like, driven and smart and just, like, have a lot of...
but not smart. Like, yeah, obviously I want them to be smart, but it's not necessarily just like, oh, they did well in school, because I don't think that means everything, especially as you get older. It's more like just being creatively smart, you know?
Yeah. And like knowing what you want.
Yeah.
Another thing is like, I wanted something that made me laugh, because my dad, like growing up, he's like the biggest jokester.
And gives us a hard time.
It's not just like cracking jokes. I mean, some of them are not nice. They're kind of mean spirited, but I have a sense of humor, so I can like laugh at myself. I feel like everyone has like, you know, insecurities, but I feel like growing up like that, I have pretty thick skin, and I can, if he makes fun of me, like let's say like the way I'm eating, he's like, he'll like make jokes that if we're at a restaurant, he's like, oh my God, like the chef, like his hands are hurting. He has to cut up all your raw vegetables. Like stuff. I mean, that's not that funny, but like I'm saying, when he says it, it's funny because he imitates and everything. But just like stuff making fun of me, like I can take it because I'm used to it.
Well, the only time it's not okay is if they make fun of either of us. Like,
yeah.
If they make fun of Sam in front of me, I'm like, no, that's where I draw the line. Only I'm allowed to do that. So, but about me, yeah, it's pretty much off.
But I think it's, you need someone who's going to make you laugh. Like, I'm so type A. I need someone who's going to, like, make me less serious and just, like, poke fun at me, even if it's, like, stuff that I'm doing that's annoying, if they make fun of me for that. And then this is a big one. Someone that supports my career. I think it's important for everyone, whether you work a corporate job or you do something for yourself, because the whole line is, like, I think the biggest category is respect. If you don't have respect, it's not going to work. Like, no matter – I don't care if you're, like – you know, you think they're your best friend, your soulmate, blah, blah, blah. If they don't respect what you do for work, who you are as a person, what your hobbies are, your religion, it doesn't matter what it is, they're not going to, like, the relationship's not going to work in the end. It might work at the beginning, but at some point, it's just not going to work anymore. And you just need to feel, like, secure in your relationship and secure that he appreciates, like, what you're doing every day. And whether it's, like, your job or, like, what you're doing for the relationship, what you're doing around the house, like no matter what, because if it's not there, like I said, it's not going to work. And especially relating to like my career, I work such weird hours. Like I work all the time pretty much, and I'm on my phone a lot and things like that. But when someone respects it, it makes me like want to put it away, because I'm like, I respect him. So I'm like, obviously I cannot control that I have to be on my phone a lot, like a lot more than a normal person, not like aimlessly scrolling, but it does require a lot of work, and I think he really respects that, and he understands, like, I'm not, like, doing it to be annoying and be on my phone, but I, like, Snapchat my meals and, like, different things like that that I feel like an old person isn't really doing, but when he respects what I'm doing and is like, oh, yeah, do it, like, do what you need to do, link up a picture, whatever, it makes me want to be like, okay, and I want to do it and put it away quickly, not sit on my phone and watch him, because I want to actually take that time to be with him. So I think if there's respect both ways, and just like him and I started very independent in our relationship, like as independent people. So I feel like when he's like studying a lot for work or doing something for work, I feel like I try to respect that too, because like I wouldn't want to feel rushed or feel like they are annoyed that they're not available. So I try to give him that respect. And if he gives me the same respect back, it just works the same way. And I feel like you guys can understand exactly where each other's coming from when you get busy or with other things come up. You're not so like, you don't feel like so pressured all the time. And then, I don't know if you want to talk about some that you like, Alexis.
I think having good communication. And I think that is kind of a trait from somebody, because I think men, already as it is, tend to be more closed off and they don't communicate as well. But that's not always true necessarily. There are definitely girls. And I, even myself, I can be bad at communicating a lot of the times. So I know we did another episode on the gender.
Male and female energy.
Yeah, the gender energies. But it kind of goes with it, because I feel like girls tend to be better communicators and more in tune with their emotions. But that's not always true, because I think there's times that I'm not communicating well in my mind. I'm like, oh, yeah, I said that, or, like, I did that, but it didn't come off that way. Everyone really didn't say that. So I think being with somebody that is good, that's calm and respects you, and you can communicate your issues or your difficulties with, is really important, because I've definitely, and same with Sam, like, I've had my fair share of relationships where the communication is horrible. It's not there. It ends up in a horrible argument every time. It's not a mature conversation. Especially with work or anything else, it just ends up in an argument every time. And you're going to argue. You're going to have differences. But I think it's how you communicate, and it has to be the right fit with the other person to where you both are on the same page with communicating. You both are in tune with how you feel, and there's a line of respect there. So I think that's really important, and I've seen that in different ways throughout all my relationships. I think also just kind of knowing, like, that they don't have to come from the same background as you, but I think that definitely, whether it's religion or it's how they were brought up or it's like their manners, you need to have, I mean, you're not going to be exactly the same, but there needs to be similar traits that you always have. Well,
I think it's like similar values.
Yeah. Because if they're not aligned, it's going to be a problem. I'm not saying religion specifically, I'm just saying anything, the way they're brought up, the way they're raised. You know, some stuff that they can't control, but I think it will cause issues later on. At least it has for me. So,
yeah. And some other ones that I just thought of is that, like, if he is, like, celebrates your achievement. So, like, someone, you know, if you do something, again, it's the respect thing. And it's, like, them being confident. I think confidence is a big thing. Like, that was, like, very high on my list. Like I said, everyone's insecure. No one's perfect, but I've dated my fair share of insecure people, and so has Alex, and it really, really affects relationships. You might think, like, oh, like, it's fine. Like, you might not realize it's insecurity. You might be like, oh, like, why is he doing that? And it happens. I mean, I've heard...
It's girls, too.
I've heard stories of the reverse, like, people that, you know, girls that do the same thing, but it's, like, where they're like, where are you? What are you doing? Like, they don't trust, like, when their boyfriend's going out. And I feel like if you don't trust them, that's a big issue. It's a red flag. Like, why don't you trust them? Like, I know that if Taylor goes out, I'm like, I don't really care if he goes out. I'm like, go ahead. Like, I don't. And I think it makes them, if you don't care, they're like, if they want to be with you, they probably want to be with you. But I'm saying if he wanted to go out with his friends and, like, go out to the bars, I'm like, go ahead. Like, it doesn't matter if I'm with my friends or not. If I'm on the couch by myself, I'm not sitting there wondering, why isn't he texting me? I'm thinking to myself, he's, like, out with his friends. Let him have fun. I'm not going to annoy him. And honestly, then he ends up texting me because I think they miss you so much. They appreciate you. They, like, want to talk to you. Even if he didn't, I wouldn't be like, what is he doing? But at the same, so that was confidence. And, like, obviously the same thing happens with guys. And just, like, when they're insecure, it's, like, it's, like, very hard to keep, like, you want to make them feel good, but if they're insecure, no matter what you do, it's never going to be enough. No matter how many compliments you give them, it's never going to be, like, okay. And to the same credit, they're going to be so, they don't feel confident with themselves that it's very hard for them. It's something they can control, but it's very hard for them to be happy for you. So, like, I know when I dated people, if I, like, let's say, whether it's at my corporate job or doing what I'm doing now, they were, like, upset they had to go to work every day. And let me just say, like, I've talked about in other podcasts, being an influencer or blogger, it's, like, it definitely has its perks, but it's not glamorous. Most of the time, it's not. So, like any job, nothing's perfect. And things that I would, you know, things that would be, like, fun things that I would get to do, or things that were, like, I was wanting to celebrate, they were harder for them to, like, celebrate because they weren't happy with it. So, like, you could tell they, like, were not really happy for me. And it makes it really awkward.
Jealous. Yeah. I mean, it's okay to be jealous, but it's the way you handle it. And kind of going along with what Sam said, they have to, like, I mean, not everyone's going to love their job, but it makes it really hard. Let's say, obviously, there's good and bad days, but overall, we love our job. And to be with somebody who's such a downer, who doesn't like what they're doing or hasn't found what they're passionate about, can make it really hard on your relationship because they're going to be unhappy and they're going to be envious that you have something and they're going to take it out on you. So, for example, like, I've been with a lot of, and I've dated people, and most of them don't like what they do. And again, we're in our 20s, so maybe they haven't found what they're passionate about yet. But it's also your outlook and how you kind of approach the way your life is. And if you're with somebody who's negative and doesn't like what they're doing and is not willing to change that or find something that they like to do better, it's going to be a problem. And now I feel like we're both people that really like what they're doing, or they're driven to figure that out. And so, I mean, literally, my boyfriend said to me last night before he was going to work, a work trip, he said that he's, like, truly excited for his day tomorrow. Even though it was going to be really busy and, like, a lot of traveling, he was excited to do it. And that's how I feel when I make up. Like, I'm not, like, dreading something. So I think it's really important. It's probably, like, very high on my list, to be honest.
Yeah. I think that, I don't know, I feel like that pretty much
sums up. We have a lot of qualities.
We have more.
And nobody's going to be perfect. You have to know no one's going to be perfect. They're not going to be you. But I think that's a hard realization for Sam and I, especially because we're so similar. And, I mean, trust me, we get on our nerves a lot. But we're, like, she gets me all the time, and I get her. And so it's you're always comparing that.
We can also, like, call each other out on our shit. We're like, no, that's wrong.
And then you're like, wait, I can't, like, say that to someone else. So can't be that direct. So those are some of the qualities, and I hope that was helpful for you guys. Not that we're relationship experts, but we feel like we've become kind of experts in this plant-based stuff, and that's what we're going to be talking about next with you guys, because we've been getting so many questions. I know that a lot of you guys used to follow us back in the fitness days, and we used to post a lot of our meals, a lot of recipes, and don't get us wrong, we still love our seafood, our meat, and all that stuff, but we just kind of cut back on it for now just to feel better. And if you are kind of confused on, like, why we're eating this way, we will summarize a little bit, but we have a few other episodes where we've talked about it in a lot of detail and on our blog. So be sure to check those episodes out and our blog posts, because we talk about all of those in there.
And I apologize if you guys, when we were deciding topics, I'm like, I told Alex, I'm like, they're probably tired of hearing plant-based. Like, they're probably like, be quiet already. But we just keep getting questions on it. So I figure for those of you guys that want to listen to it, I hope it helps. And for those of you guys who don't, it's the end of the episode. You can turn it off if you're tired of listening about it. Anyway, we're going to do, to start off, we're going to do a little bit of a Q&A of some questions that we've been asked specifically at the plant-based. And we said you'd cover them, so we're going to do it now. So I'll start off with one. Do you guys get any carbohydrates in? And yes, yes, yes. Because I will say before I was eating a lot of, like, probably like a year or two ago, I was eating a lot of protein and a lot of vegetables, which vegetables have carbohydrates in them, and protein has a little bit, but it's very low. But, like, I'm saying animal protein. And now, and I then more recently, like, you guys know, we weren't eating any fruit, like, probably like 6 months ago, we weren't eating anything. We were still getting carbohydrates in from all the vegetables we were eating and some other things, but because everything has carbohydrates, but some are lower than others, veggies being one of them. But now I eat so much fruit, and then I eat potatoes, and I'll eat some beans, not a lot, but I'll eat some, and those all have carbohydrates. As you know, sugar, they have a lot. Natural, you know, it's natural sugars, but they're very high. Their main profile is carbohydrates. So I definitely do way, way more than I used to. And someone else asked, why did we decide to go plant-based? And I'm not going to go into the big story because, again, it's on other episodes of our podcast, and it's on many blog posts also. If you search the celery juice one, we talk all about it on the blog post. And if you just go back a few episodes, the last couple episodes, we talk about our journey to why we are plant-based right now. But as a quick summary for the one that asked, is that we were dealing with a bunch of health issues. I was extremely bloated, extremely, like, my whole body was swollen. And it sounds weird, but it's like a thing. And people thought I was nuts. And literally, if I could show you guys before and after, like, what I looked like probably, like, 2 years ago and what I looked like a couple months ago, I mean, I can't show you guys on the podcast, but you would see what I'm talking about. It's, I mean, I definitely look like I was, someone popped me up with air. And so I basically did a bunch of diets, lectin diet, low FODMAP diet, I mean, I can't even think about the different ones that you restrict certain things.
Keto.
And none of them really, like, sometimes they would help me, like, a little bit, but it wasn't anything where I was like, oh my God, for the restriction I'm doing, I feel so much better. I was like waiting for that moment, and I never felt better. So I know it worked for a lot of you guys, but I saw, like, natural practitioners, I saw all different people, and, like, nothing really worked. I honestly just kept getting worse. I kept getting more and more swollen. I came across this medical medium account, and I was doing other treatments, and other people I saw, they're like, oh, try plant-based, try raw. And I'm like, no. I would always, like, say no, no, no. I finally, long story short, decided to try it because I was pretty much had done everything else, and I was, like, pretty much had given up. And I had no energy. I felt horribly. Within 1 week of doing, like, plant-based, and the celery juice, I felt like night and day. I mean, I had way more energy. I felt like I hadn't felt in, like, months. And I've just been continuing it together with the celery juice on an empty stomach. And I feel like I'm still a little bit bloated, but that's probably because I don't chew properly enough. And I don't eat slow enough. And I don't focus on what I'm doing. But I do feel like my bloating has gone down considerably. My swollen, people tell me I look less swollen. I've lost a little bit of weight, and I just, more than anything, I feel physically a lot better. So that's why we both kind of decided to do it. I don't know if it's something I'm going to do forever, but it's what I'm doing right now. You can answer some.
Someone wanted to know what we usually eat in a day with the plant-based diet. So when I say plant-based, we're doing mostly fruits and vegetables, and I try to do as much raw as I can, but I get really burnt out with just the raw. So,
and I'm pretty sure we talked about, like, in detail in another podcast of what we eat in a day.
So, but I'll just kind of, like, do a quick one. So in the morning, I'll get up and have my hot water with lemon, or room temperature water with lemon. Then I'll make my celery juice, which is just plain celery juice on an empty stomach. And after I drink that, I wait 30 minutes. Then I have either the blueberry detox smoothie, which I shared on the blog post for the celery juice. Or I will mix the powders that I wouldn't really put in the smoothie, which is it's barley grass powder and spirulina. And there's a few other ones that you can add if you want to, but those are the two that I combine with the vitamin C powder that we have. And I literally mix that with water and take it as a shot, and I, like, plug my nose literally because it tastes horrible.
Yeah, it's disgusting. I'm not going to lie.
It's bad. And then right after I have that, I'll have a lot of fruit. So, like, when we're in Austin, for example, we are planning on doing a YouTube video on this whenever I get around to it. But, for example, I had 2 plates of berries, like blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, and blackberries. 2 plates of that at the buffet at the hotel. And then I had a banana and usually have an apple. That still sounds like a lot of fruit because it is, but you're not getting full from anything else, like from fats or anything else. Then
the main thing is I try not to have fat in the morning.
Yeah, I don't have fat in the morning. I just have mostly fruit. And if I do have, like, melon or papaya, well, mostly the melon, I don't eat it with any other fruit, just the melon by itself. I'll eat, like, a whole half of a watermelon or a whole half of a cantaloupe or honeydew, whatever. And then, like, that doesn't keep me full that long, but I go work out or not work out. And maybe, like, an hour or 2 hours later, I'm hungry again. So I'll make, like, a salad, like a big salad with vegetables or just greens, and I'll use... I don't try to eat a lot of fats, like we said in another podcast, but I'll do maybe some avocado or some salsa, Himalayan salt, black pepper. I use coconut amino sometimes, or I'll make a dressing with, like some hemp seeds or cashews or something like that. There's a bunch of recipes online. And, we made our own hummus the other day, which I think we shared the recipe in our stories. We made that and, like, dipped vegetables, raw veggies in it. And then I'll also have, like, an apple or, like, some more fruit too. And then afternoon, basically the same thing, more vegetables and raw veggies and fruits. And then for dinner, if I'm really tired of the salads and stuff, I'll do, like, sauteed veggies with, the other day we had the siete tortillas, or with it, I made fajitas, or I'll just do, like, roasted Brussels sprouts and, like, some other sauteed vegetables with, like, a little salad or something like that, basically until I'm, like, satisfied, which takes a lot. And then I'll do more fruit too. And then for dessert, if I get hungry for bed, I have more fruit. I have, like, hot teas, I'll have some more fruit, I'll have mangoes. I mean, I eat a lot of fruit basically all day and a lot of vegetables.
There's conflicting things. Some people say to eat it with greens, just greens, not, like, don't put it with a bunch of vegetables. I do it sometimes, but because they say it, like, raises your blood sugar, blah, blah, blah. But I would Google it or try it for yourself and see what you – I mean, I haven't – another question was if we've gained weight, and I was so – if you read his book or you go on his blog, Medical Medium, you'll understand the science that actually, like, makes sense why you gain weight. It's not – you're not gaining weight because, I mean, obviously there's calories in versus out. Like, don't get me wrong. That's still a thing, but – I don't really track calories, and I kind of did, I think, when we first started doing this, because I wanted to see how much I was eating. But honestly, fruit, if you think of each fruit is around 100 to 150 calories, it's not that much. When you're eating, like, chicken, a chicken breast, it's the same amount. So, yes, it's all healthy, but, I mean, you're not, if you're eating, like, 6 fruits, okay, that's, like, let's say you had 5 fruits, like, 5 servings, that's 500 calories. It's not that much. And, yes, I know it has sugar, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to have you guys go to his website, because I'm not him. I'm not going to sit here and explain it. But I haven't gained weight. I've lost. I got so swollen and gained weight from my liver and everything that I, like, nothing was working. And when I did this, I've already lost a couple pounds doing it. So I'm not where I want to be by any means, but I do feel better. And the main thing is, like, I'm not, like, scared to eat fruit and stuff like I used to be. Mm-hmm. So another question was, so to answer the weight gain, no, I haven't gained weight. But you can't, I mean, if you eat a bunch of fruit and then you eat a bunch of fats, like, you're still eating a bunch of, nothing wrong against animal protein, but if you're eating like that and a bunch of beef and a bunch of avocado and a bunch of nuts, like, it's a lot of calories if you add it up. Like, don't, you can't eat all that fruit, then eat everything else you were already eating. You're going to gain weight because it's, you're eating, you could be eating like 3,000 or 4,000 calories. So you just have to be mindful of that too. But someone else asked, where do we get our protein from and where do we get our iron from since we're plant-based or mostly plant-based? And for one, I do eat fish sometimes, so you are getting, you know, protein from that, and you're getting, you know, some other nutrients from those, from when I do eat those. But day-to-day when I'm not eating, like, salmon or something like that, honestly, a lot of, no matter, I know, like, people who are, like, anti-vegan, and I know I kind of, like, felt like that way. They're like, well, that's a lie. Vegetables don't really have protein. It's, like, a joke how much you have to eat. But the thing is, like, they do have a lot of iron and protein in them, and depending on how you eat them, like, there's been studies done if you combine it. Again, I know someone will probably attack me because I'm not saying it right, but something about if you combine it with foods, like vegetables, that they're not, because animal proteins do, they have higher levels of iron in them. I think per gram, or I don't know, something like that. But if you combine them with vitamin C rich foods, apparently the absorption of ones that are even lower, like in vegetables, it I think you absorb it like 5 times quicker or something like that. I would Google that for yourself. Like, don't quote me on that. But for plant-based ones, the ones that are highest in iron are like tofu, which I'm not eating a lot of soy, so I'm not eating a lot of that. But the second ones are lentils, which I do eat that a little bit sometimes. And then other beans, which chickpeas, like I said, when I made the hummus, that's made of chickpeas. And that those have a really high iron count. And they also have fiber and carbs and folate and other things like that. And then nuts and seeds are another one. Pumpkin, sesame, hemp, and flaxseed, which I use hemp and flaxseed and some other things, like dressings and some other things I make. And then other nuts, which are like cashews, have it. And then also vegetables. Like, vegetables have actually, they can have higher iron content than things like meat and eggs, surprisingly. So leafy greens, I'm sure you guys have heard of that. They have a lot of iron too, like kale. So people say spinach does, and they have a lot of iron. Tomato paste has very little iron, but when it's dried or concentrated, it has a greater amount. So those are things, and that's one that has a lot of vitamin C that I was telling about earlier. Potatoes also have it, mushrooms, hearts of palm, so different things. And then fruit, everything has a little bit of iron. So obviously when I'm eating this kind of volume, it adds up. And then if you're worried about it, I would Google it and see what people say. That's just what we're doing right now. I'm kind of following his guidelines right now, or like his book or whatever. But it's like I feel like I'm like weak or something. But basically, I'm not – the things I used to be worried about – and as far as protein goes, he has a podcast on protein basically saying you don't really need that much. And I know I used to hear that. I'm like, that's crap. Like, you need it for your muscles. But he's claiming that you need mineral salts and sugar. That's what your brain and your muscles thrive on. So that's where I'm getting my celery juice, which has mineral salts, and I'm getting my fruit, which has – the sugar in it. And I honestly have never felt better. So we'll see again. I'm not guaranteeing I'm going to stay like this forever. I might, you know, start incorporating way more animal protein, or just like this might just be like a temporary thing until I feel better. But this is what I'm doing right now. And I just recommend with anything, like I said in other podcasts, just try it and see if it works for you. And then if it doesn't, just like go back to what you were doing or try something else. But I think those are like most of the same questions that we were getting. If we skipped anything, feel free to email us or reach out, send us a DM on Instagram, send us an email, whatever. And that goes for other topics as well. And then we're going to finish off with our favorites for this week. And we're going to talk about like kind of like our winter essentials or like little like or like hacks that we like to do in the winter when it starts getting cold, because it's starting to get cold here and your skin gets really dry. So we're going to talk about those.
So mine is going to be, it's one that I feel like people know about, but they kind of forget. And this one is to moisturize your skin, because everyone's skin gets kind of dry. So I like to do, if my skin's really dry, I like to put obviously a lot of moisturizer on. But in addition to that, I'll, especially on my feet and my hands, more my feet than anything, I'll get a pedicure. But if you're at home, I put like some really thick lotion on, like a shea butter one or one that's super moisturizing, and put a lot on your feet, like a lot, where it's like, it looks like it's too much.
Someone even said, people even say to use like Aquaphor, like Vaseline. Oh, yeah.
That's a little excessive, but if you're really dry. put a lot on, like don't rub it in, and then put some thick socks on. And then you can do it like when you're not sleeping, if you don't like to sleep in socks, because I don't like to do that. But if you're just like going to be on the couch chilling, you can just put some socks on and like let the moisturizer soak in, and your feet will feel so soft afterwards. Like, it is a game changer. I love doing that. I forget to all the time, but
well, I'm glad I reminded you.
Thanks.
So mine, we shared on our stories the other day because they're new, and I tried one last night and I really liked it. And it's the Instabright face sheet mask from Tula, which you guys have heard us talk about Tula before. They have a whole like natural skincare line that we use. It's like the teal packaging. They sell it at like Neiman Marcus, Nordstrom, and they have their own retail on their own site. You can buy in there. And they just released this Instabright mask, and so it has probiotics and fermented birch water, and then it has hyaluronic acid and citrus extract. And they're limited edition for this holiday, for the holiday season. But I tried one last night because, honestly, my skin's been looking really great since I'd started doing plant-based. And all of a sudden, on the left side of my face, I, like, got a bunch of breakouts. And I don't know what is going on, but I'm, like, really self-conscious about it. I'm like, oh, my God, this looks horrible. They need to go away. So I've been putting a lot of tea tree oil and that ends it stuff on them that I talked about before. And they're, like, drying up, but the thing is, like, it's drying out my skin, too. And then with it being cold, like, my skin looks, like, super scaly. So I did a sheet mask. I actually did another mask with my boyfriend on Sunday. We both did one. But then I did this more hydrating one last night, and I wanted to try it out for you guys. So I really liked it. It's, first of all, it looks really cool. It's
holographic,
so you look kind of like a Halloween costume, but it looks kind of pretty. And then you leave it on, you wash your face and you put it on like another sheet mask, and then you leave it on for 10 minutes, and then you take it off and you don't rinse your face. You leave it on. It's like really kind of wet and dewy, and you just let all the serum soak in your face. And it did eventually, like, I went downstairs and it was probably 15 to 20 minutes later, it was all absorbed into my skin. But it looked, just aside from my pimples that I have, it looked, the side that was clear, looked really, like my skin looked really good. It looked really hydrated. And they say the combination of those things that like will hydrate and plump your skin. And then it will bring like luminosity and vibrance to a dull skin, which happens a lot in the winter. So I really liked them. And I think the code for you guys to get a discount is
double dose.
And you can get that off anything off their site. We've talked about their skincare. I think it was like last week or the week before. But this one is their new mask, and I really like it. So if you have dry skin, I would definitely recommend it.
Yeah. So there's other hacks you can do, but there's like obviously stuff for your hair, but the skin is definitely the most important thing to us. So that's all we have for this week. We'll be back next week with more fun topics for you guys. Thank you guys so much for listening and always sharing your sweet messages. We did I know I've been so bad about updating the Instagram page if you guys follow us on there. But if you don't, you can follow us at, I'm like blanking on the name, at An Extra Dose Podcast on Instagram. And we share some quotes from certain episodes and different things we talked about, as well as we share them on our blog too. So in case you guys aren't listening on Spotify, we are on Spotify, even Android, and obviously we're on iTunes. So I hope that's helpful for you guys. If you guys have any questions at all, feel free to reach out to us on Instagram at alexis.bellbell and at samanthabellbell, or at our email, doubledoseblog@gmail.com. We'll see you guys next week.